Especially the old mobile phone's been going pretty crazy for Blake Solly. He's the CEO of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. But in the end, they've got a six-time premiership-winning coach coming to their club. He joins us on the line. Hi, Blake.
TK, how are you?
Yeah, extreme. You got your man.
It wasn't a straightforward process, but it's great to welcome Wayne a year earlier than we first anticipated, and he's genuinely excited about joining too.
Yeah. Was it frustrating, Blake, having to watch it all play out and unfold the way it has?
Oh, there were times when it was frustrating, but I think for us, we were pretty clear that once Anthony had agreed to join Brisbane and Wayne had agreed to join us in 2020, that it made sense for the transfer to happen for the 2019 season. As Paul said in his press conference yesterday, we made the running initially and tried to make it happen, but in the end it needed to be a decision between Wayne and Brisbane as to whether it took place in 2019 or 2020.
Now that it's all done, when do you expect Wayne to sort of land and take control of the side?
Not quite sure yet.
Yep.
We had a conversation last night and obviously Wayne's got to move down from Brisbane, which isn't a straightforward process, but he's genuinely excited, so we expect him to get down to Sydney as soon as he possibly can.
What's he most excited about, Blake?
I think Wayne, and anyone who knows him will say he's a keen student of the game, and the history and heritage of the Rabbitohs is unique, and I think he's excited about playing a part in that. And secondly, I think the members, he appreciates how important the member base is to the Rabbitohs, and he can't wait to work with them and work for them and get the best results out of a really strong team.
Yeah, how have the players been throughout this process, Blake? Because I'm sure they'd be wondering and maybe knocking on your door every day asking what's going on.
Yeah, well, thankfully they usually knock on Richo's door, so that's one of the benefits of my role. But I have to say the players have been great through this. They've understood that it's not an easy situation, that there's a lot of emotion involved and it's difficult for everyone. We're blessed at South with a really strong leadership group and guys like Sam, Greg, John Sutton, Damien Cook. They're wonderful leaders, so they've taken a lot of responsibility on themselves to set the standard over the last 12 months and continue to do so. So in tandem with Richo, they've been communicated with all through the process and kept the team together. And I think now that we've got that final clarity last night, we can all move forward to 2019 with a lot of excitement.
Does it mean you're more likely to keep Damien Cook or less likely to keep Damien Cook? Or is that back in Wayne's boot?
No, I think it was probably... Damien is a wonderful player. He's had an outstanding season and he's probably an even better person. So Damien staying will depend upon, I think, his loyalty to the club. We've been speaking to him for a number of weeks and I know Richo and Mark Ellison have been speaking to his agent. So I think we're hopeful of keeping Damien. He's had a breakthrough year in 2018 and it's in some ways the best of his career is yet to come, and hopefully we can lock him down sooner rather than later.
Blake, we've had a number of members, you know, that have been frustrated. South Sydney members have been frustrated about what's been happening over the last month or so. Why should they be excited about next year now?
Firstly, I've got to thank them for their patience. It's not been easy for anyone involved in our membership. Unfortunately, they've had to sit through and watch, but they've been great. And as always, they support the club first and foremost. So I want to thank them for their patience. I think what they've got to be excited about is they'll have seen from the improvement on the field in 2018 what the team's capable of. And Wayne is a six-time premiership winner at Brisbane, and his track record of success. He knows how to win grand finals. I think he's going to bring that polish to what's an outstanding squad, and hopefully we can go a long way in the NRL competition in 2019.
Look, terrible question to ask you. What's the pass mark this year then? I mean, he's a premiership-winning coach. You mentioned, you know, seven titles. He's a premiership-winning coach.
Yep.
Obviously, that's the goal. What's the pass mark?
Oh, I think it's probably too early to set pass marks. I mean, Wayne hasn't even set foot in Sydney yet,
no.
So it's too early to set the pass mark. But look, we had a great year in 2018 and we've got some really exciting young talent and, as I said before, a wonderful leadership group. So we really want to give ourselves the best chance of success in 2019. And we think having agreed the deal with Wayne last night, we've done that and we look forward to welcoming him to the club.
Yeah. And what does that mean though for assistants and things like that? Wayne bring his own team in?
No, I don't think he will. There'll be some discussions over the next few days about the assistant coaches, but one of the things Wayne's been consistent, certainly in any conversation with us, is that he respects the team that we've got in place. One of the things about South is that we have wonderful support staff that are contracted with us, and we don't intend to let any of them go unless they want to go. They're contracted with us. This isn't a situation where Wayne's going to bring his own people in. We've got some wonderful staff at South, and where we can, we'll keep them.
Have you got him a car park? Because I know he was going to sign with you guys before you were there, Blake, but he couldn't even find a car park around Redfern, so he thought, oh, nah, don't like this, I won't sign with the club. Have you got him a decent car park?
Yeah, we've worked that out, so we've got him a nice underground car park near the Woolworths there on Chalmers Street at Redfern. So, we're really looking forward to welcoming him. And his stature in the game speaks for itself. I think he's genuinely excited about joining us. Maybe a third time lucky in some respects that he comes to South for 2019. But we're just really excited at welcoming him. I think our members will be very happy when they get to meet him and see what he's really about too.
Talking of your members, mate, what are you up to now? And do you expect more to jump on board now that Wayne Bennett's in charge?
Yeah, I think we're up around 26,000 members. So we had our same seat deadline pass on Friday. It's been a wonderful response to a really good season on the field. To get to 26,000 before the start of December was a great achievement. Our membership team works very hard, and we've just got the most loyal and passionate and best members in the competition. So, we want to get over 30,000 for the 2019 season. And I think the fact that we've been able to get clarity about Wayne as coach means that that's really achievable. And hopefully we get all of our members that were there in 2018 renewing and a few more new members on side for 2019.
Blake, it's clear that Wayne can coach, but one of the great things about him is that aura that comes with Wayne Bennett and his pulling power as far as players are concerned, particularly with all those young blokes coming up through the Brisbane ranks like a Tevita Pengai Jr. and alike. How many of them do you think will be joining the South Sydney Rabbitohs?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think, again, given that Wayne only signed last night, any conversation about who's joining and who's going is premature. You're right, though, about Wayne and that aura. Certainly, speaking to Tom, George and Sam have had a lot to do with Wayne in his capacity as England coach. They've come back with glowing references about him, and I think they're looking forward to working with him on a regular basis rather than just in an England team camp. And certainly the experience of anyone I've spoken to says that he's a wonderful man manager and knows how to get the best out of the players, and we're looking forward to him doing that in 2019.
Well, good on you, mate. We want to congratulate you on the signing of Wayne Bennett. We know it's been a difficult process, but you finally landed your man. We wish you and South Sydney all the best for Christmas and the 2019 season. Thanks for joining us on the line, Blake.
No, thanks, guys, and congratulations on the great show. Always listening in, so fantastic work.
You're a good man. Blake Solly there, the CEO of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, kind enough to join us this morning, giving you a little bit of an insight and plenty of blue sky there. Exciting times for the members.
I'd be very excited.
I'd be very excited.
Well, you're getting Wayne Bennett. I know that he has his critics, but one thing with Wayne, he'll have success and he'll be able to get the best out in the players, and he will bring players to your club.